Blog Talk Radio.
Serenity Talk Radio, where I help people ascend into the light. Let go of those shadows that you've been holding on to for so long, and let me guide you towards serenity. Serenity Talk Radio, guiding you towards the light. Serenity Talk Radio, here for you.
Hello, everybody. This is LT Langley with Serenity Talk Radio. Today is officially February. Wow, we're February. February the 3rd, 2016. And today's show is all about the sibling show. Now, I wanted this show to be part of our podcast, whatever you want to call it, because I think it's really important to have serenity in our lives, to have peace of mind, is to have and cultivate healthy relationships with our siblings, right? I mean, if you go to gatherings and you don't have a great relationship with your siblings or even your cousins, you know, your family members, how can you feel content inside and within? So that's what the show is all about. And for you know, for those of us who have siblings like myself, I have two siblings. I have a younger brother and a younger sister. It's important to understand and acknowledge your siblings' point of view and to facilitate healthy relationships with them. So therefore, this show is all about getting to know and understand our siblings better in order to cultivate strong and healthy relationships that hopefully last a lifetime. Okay, so for example, communication. We always say communication is the key, right? I mean, whether that's with siblings or significant others, parents, anybody, friends, everybody. It's really important to have an open dialogue between you and the other person and people. And for me, I realized that my sister, has been around the whole time, has been helping me through my 10-year-long odyssey, dare I say, with depression. And, you know, she's been helping me, you know, move forward in life and getting to know myself better and being okay with other people. And the list goes on and on. So just her being there has facilitated so much growth. And so that's what this show is all about, is saying, how can I facilitate even more growth? How can I grow with my siblings in order to, you know, have, you know, hopefully have better and better relationship and understand each other better? So for me, I know that without my sibling, especially my sister, and of course my lovely brother, I wouldn't be the same person who I am today, a much healthier, happier person, right? So on psychologies.co.uk, there's an article called The Importance of Siblings by Psychology. So there's no real author, just a psychologist. It's a 2011 article. Okay, and it says that our longest-lasting relationships can often be the most complex, says Emma Cook, but understanding the bond with our brothers and sisters can improve our lives in powerful ways. So this is from her point of view. So these are just stories, okay? So listen up, everybody. Okay, here's the first story. My sister and I are very close and we're in touch a lot, yet it's not an easy relationship, says Marie, who's 36 years old, of her sister Kate, who is 2 years older. Often I'll come off the phone feeling irritated and somehow dissatisfied. She manages to stir up emotions I don't like, much more so than my friends or even my parents. A sibling relationship is likely to be the most enduring of our lives. The impact they have in our young and adult lives is enormous. They shape our history and our character to a far greater extent than is usually acknowledged. The book, Siblings in Development, edited by psychotherapist Vivian Lewin and Belinda Sharp, states that siblings are not just second additions in relation to the parents, but have a profound importance in their own right. Relationships with siblings are ineradically fixed in our psyches. Okay, Dr. Terry Apter, child psychologist and author of The Sister Knot, says that siblings know you better than anyone. They may not always admire you, but they'll always be intensely interested in you. If you ask a sibling to describe a parent, a friend, or a sibling, it is the sibling that the child will describe with most sophistication and detail in terms of their character and habits. That is why it is so significant. A study tracking almost 300 men from the late 30s to the present day has shed new light on the importance of the sibling bond. According to the Harvard study of adult development, 93% of the men who were thriving at 65 had been close to a sibling in their early life. The study also reports that poorer relationships with siblings before the age of 20 could be a predictor of depression later in life, suggesting that the longer that we can sustain close sibling relationships in adulthood, the more it can benefit and protect us emotionally. Think about siblings around you as well as in your own life, and consider how many of them really get on well, are truly happy, harmonious, and close. Chances are that they are few and far between. Many of my clients get on badly with siblings, which could partly be down to the family dynamics of why they're seeing me, says psychologist and therapist Martin Lloyd Elliott. Even so, anecdotally, I'll say that only a third of people I know report getting on well with siblings. Oh, that's awful, isn't it? Classic sibling dynamics often depend on what position we hold in the family. Elder children can often feel observed when a younger one comes along, and these feelings of rivalry can last well into adulthood. So, for example, ask yourself, I mean, in my case, I'm the oldest child, right, because I mentioned I had two younger siblings. So for me, it felt always like my sibling was the favored one, and at the same time, it's like me and my sister have developed such a wonderful open relationship and dynamics that I don't feel jealous of her anymore. At least I think I don't. How about you guys? Do you have, you know, relationships with your siblings that you wish, you know, could improve? Or what about the dynamics in your relationships? Are you the older one, and then the younger one had the easier life because, you know, you were the first, and your parents didn't know how to deal with having a child, so they kind of learned with you? Or are you the youngest sibling? Are you a middle child? I mean, what are your dynamics, okay? So it says here that, again, elder children can feel usurped when a younger one comes along, and these feelings of rivalry can last well into adulthood. Many studies show that sisters tend to be closer to one another, and that this is the worst age for bickering, regardless of gender, is when the elder child is 13 and the second born is 10 years old. These dynamics are further complicated if step-siblings are involved. Oh, my goodness. Constant competition may well shape our life script, leading us to filter every subsequent human interaction through the distorting prism of our original relationship with our siblings, says Lloyd Elliott. We are all immersed in the unique culture of our particular home situation. Inevitably, any siblings who share that environment with us have an enormous influence on our overall experience of the world, and we carry this forwards, often unconsciously, into our adult lives. In childhood, it is often easier to express those negative feelings, but as we grow older, we try to suppress unpleasant feelings such as envy and anger. This is why so many siblings drift apart. For example, says Karen, 38 years old, I was close to my brother as a young girl, but when I was 9, I was sent to boarding school while he went to a day school. I was so jealous of the fact that he stayed at home, but I also felt guilty and found it easier to keep my distance rather than to admit this to him. It's only now we've both got children that I feel able to see more of him. Meanwhile, her brother remains unaware of his sister's intense feelings. Maybe this is why Lloyd Elliott reports a certain confusion among many of the clients. They're aware that there is something amiss in their sibling relationships, but unable to pinpoint why. People speak to me rather wistfully of when they did get on well, and they're left thinking, where did that intense relationship go? For those siblings who never got on as children, there is hope of a closer relationship as they grow older, says child development specialist Elizabeth Hartley Brewer. Boys show jealousy and hatred in a much more physical way. It does seem to go on longer, but once they establish their adult identities, they feel they are respected, she says. There can be a lot of pretense around sisters getting on, but beneath that, there's more manipulation and nastiness than you get with your brothers. The truth is that if you really didn't get on with your siblings, there's only one way to change the pattern in adulthood, which is determination and the will to work it out. I remember one brother and sister who came to couple therapy because they felt it was so important to restore their relationship, and I found that very moving, says Lloyd Elliott. Watching my own children, I can see their bond is complex and intense, full of extreme displays of frustration, resentment, but also intimacy and love. For their sake, I hope they can sustain that closeness in adulthood without the rivalry that seems so second nature to them now. You may compete with your siblings all your life, but you also love them and are deeply bonded to them. We need to accept that this is the most layered of our relationships and fight to keep it alive. The intimate history that siblings share can create tension as well. I see a lot of people who still have difficulty being authentic with their siblings and find it very hard to talk to them, says psychologist Lucy Beresford. Sometimes they feel a lot freer. Excuse me. Sometimes they feel a lot freer when they're away from the nest. This is because many adult siblings don't know each other as well as they did as children. Most of us change and carve out niches to differentiate ourselves from our family, so it can feel crushing to be constantly reminded of a former self that we've worked hard to leave behind. It infuriates me that my elder sibling still sees me as this amusing but skittish young sister, says Louisa, who's 34 years old. She even calls me Mia, her daughter's name, by accident, which makes it abundantly clear how she views me. Part of forgiving me, poor forging. Okay, we're talking about forging and forgiving. Okay, so part of forging mature sibling relationship means getting to know our siblings all over again. There are so many advantages of sibling relationships that can and should be nurtured. You're more likely to hold the same core values, a similar sense of origin and place, and an accumulation of shared crucial moments, says Lloyd Elliott, as well as family history on which to build. He believes that sibling relationships can decline once we leave home because we don't nurture them as we would romantic relationships and close friendships. Instead, we tend to be quite fatalistic about the way that we behave with our siblings and assume that's how it will always be. They shouldn't be something we take for granted, says Lloyd Elliott, because every relationship requires constant nourishment as well as mutual respect. Your siblings are no exception. So how many of you out there feel, like this article is talking to you? You know, how many of you feel that, you know, your relationships have unfortunately declined somewhat since you have moved out or, got a new job, whatever it may have been, got new friends, relationships with your siblings? I mean, isn't that sad that would happen? You know, and the most important thing to understand is that it's up to you to cultivate relationships with your siblings, and it's not up to anybody else. So if you really want that, then it's up to you. So you can call them or text them. You know, it's better to see each other up close. That's another thing that says a psychologist. You know, you instead of just texting all the time, like our computer age, oh, you're always texting, emailing, things like that, it's really important to see each other, you know, physically. Just feel them, you know, to feel yourself, to say hi, hello, look them in the eye, you know. And so so that's your homework again. So I decided that sometimes I'll talk to homework in the beginning rather than the end, and then we'll go over that. So your homework is, again, if you have siblings, try to get in touch with them, even though, you know, something may have happened in the past. You know, if your siblings aren't, like, in jail or, you know, like, have serious mental issues, why not try, and even then, try to get to know them, hopefully, if it was that bad, a little distance, but why not, right? Okay, so here's an article by Deseret News National by Herb Schribner, a 2014 article called "The 8 Benefits of Having a Sibling." Oh, siblings, you've got to love them. But why? 4 out of every 5 Americans have at least one brother or sister, according to U.S. News and World Report. And according to the Huffington Post, Alina Hall, there are handfuls of reasons why having a sibling is so important, mostly because it's a bond unlike any other that we have in our lives. And here I am looking at Mary-Kate and Ashley. Don't you guys love them, the twins, the Olsen twins? It's such a great relationship, you know? They really understand each other. And so the connection is hard to describe in a single word, wrote Hall. It's the comfort felt when you sit in the same room with your brother and sister in pure silence, yet you both know how the other is feeling. It's picking up right where you left off, even if it's been weeks, months, or years since the last deep conversation. It's the knowledge that at the end of the day, you'll always be able to call on that person for support. Hopefully, here are 8 reasons why having a sibling is totally cool. Number 1, it's someone you need to hang out with. According to a Facebook survey, siblings are very likely to have the same first initial of their names. But that shouldn't make siblings worry about being unique. NPR reported in 2010 that even though brothers and sisters share the same genes, they often have very different personalities. That's for sure. I mean, me and my sister are very different yet similar. Me and my brother are similar yet very different. What about you guys? How about your personalities? Do they differ from your siblings? Are they similar? What's it like? Having a sibling makes you healthier. Yes, your sibling is actually helping you cut back on obesity and improve your mental health, according to BBC News. Research has found that when siblings eat together, they're often looking to eat the same amount of food, which when young is considerably less than a parent's portion, reports BBC. In regards to mental health, kids who can connect with their brother and sister and go through life together are more apt to tackle some harder situations with ease than those without siblings, BBC reported. Doesn't that make sense? I mean, if you're going through it together, you can help each other, especially if one is older, you know, been through it, or maybe even a younger sibling has been through it, what an older one hasn't. I mean, in my case, being in depression for 10 years, and I'm not going to mention that a lot anymore, except from what I learned from it, but of course, she probably has more experience because I was in my own little hole, you know, in the upstairs where my office is about 10 years. And she was out in the world working, doing, making, creating relationships, you know. So even a younger sibling can have a better, you know, experience. But that doesn't mean that you have to hate them. You can actually get information from them. Okay, how about it could give you a higher IQ? This is especially true for older siblings. According to Life Science, a study in 2007 found that older siblings usually have a higher IQ than their younger brother or sister. This is because they get the most attention in the home, being the first child, and can pick up a number of different cues from parents, the study found. the younger sibling is also more likely to get lower grades. So the older sibling definitely gets the advantage with this one. I highly disagree. My sister has gotten better grades than me always. Always. What about you guys? I mean, some of these doesn't make any... I don't agree with a lot of these, but it's interesting to think about, right? Okay, how about the... It could give you a... how about the... You're less likely to get divorced. Having a brother or sister could keep you away from divorce. According to a study cited by the Columbus Dispatch, what is with me today? Here I am fumbling over the words. That's okay. So according to a study cited by the Columbus Dispatch, kids who have siblings have a better understanding of how to deal with people in social situations, which helps them when it comes to sustaining relationships as they get older. So because you can handle your brother or sister, you're more likely to understand how to best handle a marriage and avoid divorce, the study found. How about learning from each other? It's not all playtime for siblings, even when you're in the playground. The Deccan Chronicle reported in July this year that siblings can learn from each other during their playtime. Specifically, brothers and sisters learn how to count, write with chalk, and interact very much the same way that teachers and students work together. When playing together, siblings look to solve problems and conquer issues that arise, which leads to one sibling teaching the other something that later translates into the classroom, the Chronicle reported. For men, it breeds success. Men with siblings can be more successful later in life. According to a study cited by Art of Manliness, a man's information website, guys who had a good relationship with a sibling made $51,000 more than those who didn't have good relationships. That's right, a good relationship with your sibling could get you an extra $50,000 in salary. Not bad. Okay, how about learning to achieve goals? According to a study in the Journal of Research and Personality, siblings have a different way of achieving goals. As Times' Francesca Fenzi highlighted in a story about the study, older siblings are more likely to achieve goals that give their own performance a boost. On the other side of that, younger siblings are better at outperforming others. Firstborns may be more motivated to learn, whereas secondborns may be more motivated to win, the author said in the study. Life is just better with a sibling. Yep. According to a study done by Brigham Young University, life is just miles better when you have a sibling, and for multiple reasons. The study found that siblings are better at avoiding depression, and they are better at lowering the risk for delinquency, the Deseret News reported. Sibling affection, regardless of gender, was a really positive thing, said Laura Padilla Walker, one of the professors included with the study. We know that siblings are important in early childhood, but this finding is interesting because it shows that they still matter in adolescence. Okay, so how many of you agree, disagree? You know, it's really important to understand that it's up to you, again, and I know this sounds a bit cheesy, but really it's up to you to create the relationship, a healthy relationship. And I know, you know, growing up, you may not have the best relationships with your siblings, regardless of why that may have been. But when you think about it, you know, now that you have time, and even if you're fighting with them, even if, you know, you just don't want to do it, why not try? You know, I just recently... read a book literally right before the show. It's the Boxcar Children story. I remember the Boxcar Children were four siblings, right, who were best friends because their parents died. They moved to a boxcar in the woods, and they found a little dog called Watch, right? But they had each other. You know, they didn't have parents anyway. They had each other to survive. And so they became the best of friends and attached and bonded for life. So when you're – hopefully that doesn't get that bad. I mean, hopefully that won't happen. But, you know, when you – cultivate a healthy relationship with your sibling amidst whatever problems may be in the family, you know that person's always there for you, okay? Hopefully there's no psychological trauma that would happen to me, you know, would ever happen to anybody else, but things happen in life. You know, it goes up and down. You know, you go to work, you may lose the work, you may go through psychological distress, you may go have children, get divorced, get married, whatever, deaths in the family. But it's up to you, again, to reach out to your siblings, even if it's uncomfortable. And what's funny is even in the book, what is the book called? I'm going to go check the book out. Even in the book, it had, sibling, one of the characters called Erin, who runs a hotel. She didn't speak to her brother, Declan, because it was in Irish. It's a mystery in Ireland. Let me see what it's called. I can't recall right now. I think let me check. Maybe you guys can look it up. Anyway, they're siblings, right? And anyway, so they finally forgave each other because they thought, you know, it's been so long. This is ridiculous. And it's called The Legend of the Irish Castle, The Boxcar Children, Legend of the Irish Castle. Nevertheless, in the story, there was, again, a woman who ran a bed and breakfast called Erin in Ireland, okay, and she hadn't talked to her brother, Declan, and so in the end, they finally decided to reunite, and it was great. The point is, when you keep harbor these negative feelings towards your siblings, whether or not they did something or other, you're only hurting yourself and creating resentment when there need not be. So forgive your siblings. That's your homework. Try to forgive them. You know, try to remember growing up, and hopefully it was a healthy environment. I know a lot of people may not have that. But here we go. How about advokids.org? The sibling bond. Sibling relationships are emotionally powerful and critically important, not only in childhood, but over the course of a lifetime. You know what, guys? Why don't we pause and breathe? Because I know this may, you know, this show may stir up some emotions because of your siblings, and you may not feel comfortable, you know, right now. But why don't we breathe? You know, I think breathing can really help you discover a lot about yourself because it allows you to stay in the moment. So why don't we take 3 deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, okay, and to calm ourselves down, okay. 1, deep breath. 2, how about 1 more, in through your nose, out through your mouth. How do you guys feel? You know, it's so important to really understand that it's up to you, you know, to create that relationship again, the healthy relationship. So sibling relationships are emotionally powerful and critically important to not only in childhood, but over the course of a lifetime. What about the importance of the sibling relationship? Sibling relationships are emotionally powerful and critically important not only in childhood, but because they form a child's first peer group, and children learn social skills, particularly in managing conflict. From negotiating with brothers and sisters, their relationships can provide a significant source of continuity, throughout a child's lifetime and are likely to be the longest relationships that most people experience. Child Welfare Information Gateway, Sibling Issues in Foster Care and Adoption, Bulletins for Professionals in 2006, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Section 2, The Importance of Siblings. From the time they are born, our brothers and sisters are our collaborators and co-conspirators, our role models and cautionary tales. They are our scold, protectors, goads, tormentors, playmates, counselors, sources of envy, objects of pride. They teach us how to resolve conflicts and how not to, how to conduct our friendships and when to walk away from them. Sisters teach brothers about the mysteries of girls. Brothers teach sisters about the puzzle of boys. Our spouses arrive comparatively late in our lives. Our parents eventually leave us. Our siblings may be the only people we'll ever know who truly qualify as partners for life. The child's definition of sibling group, according to Time Magazine 2006 by Kluger, The New Signs of Siblings. Children are less formal than adults in their view of who is a brother or sister. In particular, children involved with the child welfare system may experience a number of different families and may develop ties with other children with whom they may or may not have a biological relationship. In child welfare, the term fictive kin has been introduced to recognize types of relationships in a child's life where there is, number one, full or half siblings, including any relinquished or removed at birth, step-siblings, other close relatives or non-relatives living in the same kinship home, foster children in the same family, group home mates with a close enduring relationship, and children of the partner or former partner of the child's parents. While laws and policies may have restrictive definitions of siblings that typically require a biological parent in common, children of child and family-centered practice would respect cultural values and recognize close non-biological relationships as a source of support to the child. In these cases, the child may be one of the best sources of information regarding who is considered a sibling. A study of children's perspectives on their important relationships among 90 children ages 8 to 12 who were or were not in foster care concluded that the foster children's smaller networks of relationships with important persons made siblings proportionally more important. Foster children experienced more losses of significant others, meaning sibling relationships were often one of their only sources, oh dear, for a continuing significant relationship. Nearly one-third of the related siblings named by foster children in the study were not known to their social workers. Most were half or step-siblings. During intake, workers need to complete a thorough assessment of sibling relationships, including the experience and feelings of each child. They should talk with their children individually and ask age-appropriate questions such as, which sibling does the child enjoy spending time with? Who will play a game with the child? Which sibling would the child turn to if he were afraid or hurt? Who would listen to a story? In completing assessments, it is important to recognize that sibling relationships vary greatly in both positive and negative qualities. In evaluating the quality of sibling relationships, the worker will want to look for warmth or affection between siblings, rivalry and hostility, interdependence and relative power and status in the relationship, as well as determining how much time the siblings have spent together. Okay, so in other words, what about you guys? Have you grown up in foster care or, you know, that kind of system? And how do you feel about that? How, you know, from your own experience, how have you grown in that kind of, you know, environment? And how many of you think that, you know what, it's, you know, your siblings are your best friends. Your siblings are, you know, even if they're foster siblings, they may not be biological siblings, but those people that you met in foster homes, how many of you still talk to them? I mean, that's beautiful. Isn't that beautiful? One of the most critical contributions that child welfare professionals can provide for children who enter care is to preserve the connections with their brothers and sisters. For children entering care, being with siblings can enhance their sense of safety and well-being. They are not burdened with wondering where their siblings are and whether or not they're safe. Siblings in the same home can provide natural support to each other and some sense of stability and belonging. Continuity of sibling relationships assists children in maintaining a positive sense of identity and knowledge of their cultural, personal, family histories. So why don't we stop right there? And I want you guys to write down three things, yes, three things that you love about your sibling. It could be, and I don't just mean the way they look, okay? I'm talking about substantial things, like, you know, them being there for you, lending an ear, you know, if you need help, such as moving or something else, they'll be there, you know, very caring. I mean, I don't know. Think of three things, and be specific, everybody, about your siblings that you love about them. So that's also your homework, okay? And here's an article called Healthy Sibling Relationships, Your Sibling and Your Most Important in Your Life. For the past few weeks, I've blogged about the detrimental effects of sibling bullying and sibling rivalry. And again, this is from the author Rachel Casada Lohman, MSLPC, Teen Angst. And so Rachel says, for the past weeks, I've blogged about the detrimental effects of sibling bullying and sibling rivalry. I shared how sibling bullying can be just as, if not more, damaging as peer bullying. I also told the infamous story of the family feud between the Dassler brothers. Most of us don't know who the Dassler brothers were, but we know their legacy, Adidas and Puma. Wow. Well, after exploring the detrimental effects of unhealthy sibling relationships, I'd like to turn the focus to more positive things, the importance of a healthy sibling relationship. Did you know that research has shown that healthy sibling relationships can significantly benefit us later in life? Those with positive relationships report higher level of satisfaction and lower rates of depression later in life. Also, in terms of illness and traumatic events, siblings provide emotional, social, and psychological support to each other. So research shows that this support is common regardless of whether they live next to or far away from each other. So here's three reasons why sibling relationships are very important. Number one, friendships may come and go, but you're stuck with your sibling. This relationship is oftentimes one of the longest relationships in a person's life. Number two, sibling relationships are authentic. Often siblings grow up in the same environment, share the same parents, and share common memories and similar experiences. Habit number three, siblings are our family tree. They are part of who we are, and that relationship is a shared history that makes this unique relationship invaluable. So while all this may sound nice, how do you encourage and promote a healthy sibling relationship? Habit number one, starting early. Parents encourage respect among siblings from the get-go. Don't tolerate negative and harmful behaviors in the sibling relationship. Oh boy, if that only happened to me when I was growing up. How about you guys? Do you wish that your parents had a better thought pattern of how to tolerate negative and harmful behaviors? I know I do. How about providing, so this is for parents, I guess. How about providing your children with opportunities to share time and activities with you? Be wary of sibling rivalry and try to nip it in the bud if you see it from the beginning. How about avoid showing favoritism? This is probably the most common reason for sibling resentment. Let your children know that you value each and every one of them by making a one-on-one time for each child. Remember, parents out there, listen up. Set aside some time to spend with your children. This will help them feel special and appreciated. How about setting a time for family meetings, whether weekly, biweekly, or monthly? Get together with all of the family to talk freely about grievances, issues, and celebrations. Give each person a chance to speak about what's in his or her plate and then focus on finding solutions to the problems. How about encouraging healthy communication between siblings? If they have disagreements, allow them to work it out in a healthy way. Teach them. them how to negotiate and compromise, give and take, and how to look for win-win solutions. You may have to help them establish the rules and guide them at first, but once you're able to do this, they can stand back on their own. How about as children grow older, encourage them to maintain a relationship or to do things together? That's so important, everybody. This can become more of a task when they are teens and have independent lives, but a little family time built into each month is a great way to encourage this relationship. Most parents want nothing more than their children to get along. Isn't that true? Siblings are essential to child development. The benefits of a healthy sibling relationship can last a lifetime. Throughout the years, they can become supportive friends. Besides, other than your parents, who else knows you better than your brother or sister? Okay, and the source is Conger, K. Conger, C-O-N-G-E-R, little W, sibling relationships during the transition to adulthood, child development perspectives. Okay, so that's the point is, if you really want, you know, a healthy relationship with your siblings and to really get along, and you parents out there, you have to encourage speaking about your problems. You really have to encourage about being open, okay, and really understanding that we're all human and that who better to help you than the people that have grown up with you, okay, everybody? So, again, your homework is to think about three things that you love about your siblings and not materialistic things. Really think about soul things and realize that it's all about going to your siblings and saying, I wanted a relationship with you, okay? Anyway, this is LT Langley with The Sibling Show, Blog Talk Radio, Serenity Talk Radio. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Serenity Talk Radio, where I help people ascend into the light. Let go of those shadows that you've been holding on to for so long, and let me guide you towards serenity. Serenity Talk Radio, guiding you towards the light. Serenity Talk Radio, here for you.